But first we have a look at the alarming results of laboratory tests conducted in Zlín, southeast Moravia, which have found that 5 in 9 Czech school products contain a high share of toxic substances known as phthalates. Items tested at the request of the Czech environmental NGO Arnika included pencil cases, exercise book jackets and erasers, which present a risk if put under mechanical stress or chewed. The crux of the problem is that while Czech and EU laws limit phthalates in toys or other products, they do not take into account school products. A little earlier, Jan Wellinger discussed the problem with Jindřich Petřík, a specialist at Arnika.
Phthalates are softeners which are mostly used to soften polyvinyl chloride, in short name PVC, plastic which is used for many purposes, and it is used also for production of toys and children care products. There are 6 of 40 phthalates which were considered to be harmful or dangerous for health, and most dangerous phthalate is DHP, which is reprotoxic. They also have harmful effects for our endocrine system. Some of them influence also neurobehavioral development of children and also have adverse effects on kidneys, for example.
In that light, how alarming or how serious, in your view, are the findings by the Institute in Zlín that conducted the study showing that 5 out of 9 school products contain them?
The load by phthalates is, of course, most dangerous for small children. So regarding the children who go to the school, the danger is not that high as it is for really smallest one. But anyway, it would be better if school-aid products should be phthalates-free. And in general, we suggest not to buy school-aid products from PVC, because PVC as a plastic is material which causes serious damage to the environment and has serious impacts on the environment in general.
So that's something that conscientious parents can do. They don't have to know for certain that it contains dangerous substance, but it's enough to say it's PVC.
Yes.
They can make their decision based on that.
Yes. You are surprised that still so many contain phthalates, because we raised awareness on this topic 2 years ago, and we know that companies changed their production, that at least produce school-aid products from PVC, but phthalates free. But regarding school-aid products, we don't see such a large company which declared their products PVC free. The Czech company Kohinoor, for example, declared that their new products are phthalates free. We can see that as a progressive step forward.
Jindřich Petřík from Arnika NGO talking there to Jan Wellinger.